Off the Love Train, welcoming you to the third hour of our happy Father's Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And you can see the beluga whale playing the wild one, playing football with some guys on a boat. It's pretty amazing. And a lot of great, great videos this week. So check them out. And it is the third Sunday of the month. And that means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. Talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other. With Natasha Venter. I know we've got a caller waiting, but stop the presses because there's something going on at Martha's house with the animals that I have to know about. And I better wait. So we take care of our caller as promised. But then I'm the next caller in line, Nathan.
You got it. You got the phone number, right?
Right. So until Natasha helps me figure out what's going on, you can tell I'm not looking at you guys. I'm looking out my window. It is happening as we speak. All right. Well, time to put that on the back burner here. Let's head back down to Fresno And welcome Dina to Animal World. Good morning, Dina. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning. I was anxious to hear what's going on with your animals.
Well, you'll get to hear that out. We'll take care of you first because technically you get priority over me. So I know we talked to you last week, but I don't. Something's going on with your kitty Neko, right?
Correct. And no. He has had bladder issues, and a couple of sessions, the word trust comes up, and I thought it was that I needed to learn to trust him. But I'm wondering if when I have to travel and he's unable to go with me, if the trust issue isn't with him thinking I'm coming back to be with him.
Huh, I'm a little confused.
Oh, no, I get okay. it. I get it. I get it. So, okay, when we get these words like trust or surrender, and we think, oh, it's over here. You know, it's over here on this side. No, it really means put a blanket over your whole life. So trust. Trust. Does he trust that you're going to be okay? Do you trust that you're going to be okay? Do you trust him to know what's going on? Does he trust that he trusts you to know what's going on? You know, it's that whatever you can think of. Do you trust the future? Does he trust the future? Does he trust that his body is going to be okay? Do you trust that your body is going to be okay? I'm just grabbing out of the air what is coming to me. So there's nothing attached to what I'm saying. I'm just throwing some perspectives towards you. That, you know, looking at the trust, trusting, does my car be able to get to where I need to go? Does the plane, whatever that travel is for you, can you trust the process of, am I going to get out of the house in time? Is he going to know that you're going to get out of the house in time? You know, it's that whole weaving of trust in the process. Does he trust that he can make it to the litter box in time? Do you trust that he can make it to the litter box in time? Does he trust that whole process of?
So you just want her to get back into the trusting business.
Exactly.
And that was Dina. I don't know if you get Dr. Nell's newsletters, but that was his affirmation of the month a few months ago. Was just that crossing your hands over your chest and I trust, I trust, I trust.
Okay. Not yet. I will do that.
What yeah. I want to do, though, what you told Nathan, at least what he typed in for us, is that you wondered if Neko has a pattern of separation anxiety, you know, and not understanding you're leaving and traveling, that sort of thing, and if so, what to do about it. Okay?
Correct, because he also has bladder issues, and he has the issues after I come home from a trip. So he's holding his urine. He's got crystals and blood clots after a vet visit this week. All the levels, all the organs, all the blood work comes up normal. He's in really good health for a 12-year-old cat. However, something's going on with protein, blood clots, and crystals in the bladder.
Yeah, and that's usually handled with diet stuff. Is the vet talking to you about diet?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, that's usually, and sometimes with cats that get chronic crystals, bladder stuff, sometimes you have to bite the bullet and put them on prescription cat food. I don't like to do that because the quality of ingredients isn't that great, but chemically these diets are formulated for what they are to treat. And I had one of my previous cats, I had to bite the bullet and put him on prescription cat food for his urinary tract stuff. And it did in fact keep him balanced. And I just had to trust, like Natasha said, that it was the right thing for him. And that's what he needed. And if that's what it was, then I made it okay. But I wanted to address when you said, you know, are there separation anxiety things and with him, me traveling and all of that. Natasha did mention a few of those things when she was pulling stuff out of the air to talk to you about. So maybe there is a thing here. And Dina, what I would say, the answer to your question is real simple. Okay. Cats are great communicators. And you don't have to really practice or do anything. When you know how to communicate with them, they just get it. So I don't know if you've heard me talk about it, but if you want to talk to Neko and your kitty, you just talk out loud. And I usually say when I'm generally talking about talking to animals, you talk out loud, not because we expect them to understand the language, but it lets them know we're trying to communicate and helps keep your mind focused. Well, the exception to that is of all the domestic animals we live with, the most emotionally and intuitively sensitive and the best at this kind of communication are cats and horses, believe it or not. And the goofy thing that I've learned is that they're the best at understanding human language.
Yep.
Dogs, not so much. They usually have to learn the word association. But cats and horses, I don't know why.
They get a frequency.
They just sort of get it. So, Dina, what all you got to do is start talking an echo and tell them what's going on. So thought directs energy and can mess up everything, you know, as I always tell you. And if we go someplace and our cat has a bad time and we come home and he's got urinary tract problems, well, what do? We mess it up with our mind because we worry about it and we think about it. Oh, geez, I have to take another trip and oh, Neko's not going to like it and he's probably going to miss me and I'm going to get home and I'm going to have to deal with the whole bladder thing again and yada, yada, yada. And when you're thinking of all of that, it goes to the cat. It's what you start creating. So you got to let go of all of that and trust, trust, trust. But what you're going to do is just explain it to him. So a lot of people, when they have to travel and they have a cat that has a reaction, they try to hide it from the animal. And, you know, so we'll pack when they're out of the room and all of that. And we think we hide it as long as we can. Well, they read your mind, folks. So they get it. And a lot of times they misinterpret and think you're trying to sneak away from them. So don't try to hide it. Don't fool around with it. Just talk to Neko. All right, I got to take a trip. I'm going to be gone for a few days. You can't. And basically, you talk to him in lights and darks. I'm going to go do this and this and this. And then I'm going to spend the night. And then I'm going to do this and this and this. And I'm going to spend the night and do this and this and this. Then I'm going to pack up, come home. As soon as I, you know, and while I'm gone, I'll send you mental postcards. And you're going to check in every day. So, and as you're talking to the cat and saying the things that I just said, in your mind, you imagine that happening in those things. They get the pictures and they feel what you're feeling. The only glitch is the pictures come in through the right brain. The right brain does not accept negatives. So don't and no statements do not transfer visually. So if you say, Neko, I'm going to take it. I'm going to be gone for a few days. Don't worry about me or don't feel bad. Don't hold your pee. Okay. And all of those statements to him in the picture he gets, there's no don't. So he gets worry about me, feel bad, hold your pee. Okay. So train yourself to tell him what you want. You're safe. So-and-so is going to come in and do this and that and feed you. I'll talk to you every day and let you know what's going on. And then when I come back, we'll do yada, yada, yada. Anyway, just talking to him and telling Neko where you're going, what you're going to be doing, when you're going to be back makes a huge difference. And then I call it sending mental postcards. So when you're gone, you can communicate anytime. Remember, folks, with interspecies telepathic empathetic communication, there's no issue with distance. They can be in the same room with you or they can be on the other side of the planet. When you think or speak about them, they sense it immediately. So when you're off doing what you're doing and he's at home, the first thing to do is if you're all revved up about something, you want to calm yourself down first, because as soon as you start thinking about your cat, the energy goes and you can blast them out of their cat bed, you know, if your energy is all wired. So breathe a little bit, calm down, close your eyes, imagine the cat in your mind, and then you speak to them in your mind like you're talking to yourself silently in your head. Neko, it's mom. You know, I'm laying under a palm tree drinking a Mai Tai. You know, I'm going to swim and spend another night and do this and spend another night, do this. And I pack up, fly home, you know, or whatever it is you're doing where I'm working and then I'm going to spend it and work and work and then I'll, you know, coming home. And you just every day you check, and then sit and tell him, and while I'm gone, I want you to pee in your box. Every day, you know, eat your food, you know, pee in your box. And if you communicate with him in that way, it should solve all and any separation anxiety issues with him. That make sense?
Yes, it does. I try and do that in my mind, but I guess I need to do it. I need to verbalize it with him.
Yes.
Yeah. You talk out loud as you're imagining it in your mind. But you have to still your mind. Your left brain can't be thinking of what you're going to say next. You have to shut that down and imagine in your mind exactly what you're saying. And then remember to tell him what you want as opposed to what you don't want. Don't and no statements do not transfer visually. The no or the don't doesn't come through in the picture.
Okay.
And awesome. What I'm also getting too, what I'm also getting is that start changing up, like if the food pattern's going to be different, start changing the food pattern up 2 weeks before. If your sleep, you know, the way the nighttime routine goes, start making it uneven. Don't do the same thing all the time up to the date that you leave. Start shaking up the patterns of what you're doing before you leave, you know, maybe 2 weeks, a week and a half beforehand, and then keep it going when you get back too. So it's not like as soon as you get back, then the old pattern's there. So that he knows that there's not going to be a schedule change that isn't, it's like, wait a minute, my schedule changed too. You know, it's like that whole pattern. So do the physical things too. Like if you feed him at a certain time every day, change the time you feed him. Maybe lay down some, you know, like if you let him have a bunch of food in the morning, then maybe not feed him until maybe late in the afternoon. So whoever is going to be feeding your cat while you're gone, kind of start floating into their pattern of inconsistency is the thing, so that he knows that inconsistency is there. And
and just so y'all know, I do that on a regular basis with all of my animals. Now, yes. When you're raising puppies and kittens, especially puppies, they're very ritualistic creatures of habit, so you want to be very ritualistic. And when you're raising them, you are ritualistic. Feed them at the same time. Go to the same door. Go to the same potty space. Use the same words so that it makes it much easier to pattern their behavior. But once you raise them up and you got the pattern set and they know the drill, then you go to random schedules. So you don't just feed them every day at 5 o'clock. Sometimes it's 4:30. Sometimes it's 5:30. Sometimes it's 4. Sometimes it's 6. And you randomize the pattern. So because animals are so dramatically creatures of habit that their inner time clock is accurate to within 30 seconds and 24 hours. So if you feed them every day at 5 o'clock and that one day you're late, get stuck in traffic, 5 o'clock, their little stomach alarm's going off saying it's time to eat. And that's when they, you know, can have, you know, a reaction because they're so ingrained with the pattern. So I do that automatically with my animals is once I raise them up, then randomize the pattern. But that would be a very good idea to do.
Yeah. And if you're going to be gone for a long time, then start being gone before you leave. Longer days, you know, like if you're home all the time, then leave for a little while so that because his body's getting older. You know, we've got a lot of these animals that are getting older and they don't handle change like they did when they were 3 years old, nor do we, you know, as we get older. So going into this, that's part of the scenario. I'm also getting ash. If there's any ash in the food, be careful of
ash content in the food. I'm thinking ashes in the fireplace.
No, ash content
in the food. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And that kind of thing. So that's just another little tap that I'm getting too. So I don't know if you're already careful of that, but there was something about that.
Okay. good to know.
Okay. Anything else, Dina?
Well, I was wondering, does he need to have a friend? Because he is an only cat right now.
No.
I mean, we've had no.
No. No. No.
Thank you.
Okay. And I'll tell you, this is for everybody. You don't get another animal to solve the problems you have with a current animal.
Nope.
Now, there are sometimes exceptions to that. Okay. But that being said, the general rule, you don't get another animal to solve a problem because it just complicates things. And for cats in specific, they're the one animal that actually are good as only animals because mm-hmm. they're solitary creatures on their own in the wild as cats. All of the wild cats our cats descend from are solitary creatures as adult, except for female lions who live in the pride. Okay. So it's very natural to them. And if you were to bring in a cat at this point, the reason you would bring in a cat is because you, Dina, love kitties, and you have to have another cat. Or that Neko's getting old and you want to have a kitty, you know, to grow up so it's not so hard to say goodbye to Neko when it's time for him to go, sort of thing. But that's something you would negotiate, as Natasha says, with Neko, and we'd have to bring in smaller, younger, opposite sex, and you'd have to work really hard. And at his age, you'd probably bring in a pair mm-hmm. of younger ones. But the bottom line is, it's not going to solve what's going on with him. The answer's no. And hopefully Natasha agrees with that.
Well, I do. Now, I can tell you that, you know, younger kittens, cats, love partners to play with. They do. It's part of their litter. But the thing is, though, once they get older, not so much.
Yeah, so they stay in the group as they're young. Now, then, and when you're talking cats, and if you get it, you got one dog, you're going to get another one. Basic rule, get smaller, younger, opposite sex, and you're going to have to work to help them get along. But that's the best chances of success. With cats, it's not the same. The best consistent, congenial relationship with multiple cats is a group of neutered males. Now, females, those same-sex relationships are better for cats. Females don't bond as strongly. They tolerate each other, but neutered males will bond very strongly. And again, this is general. There are exceptions. But neutered males, and the reason I think is because in the wild cat world, adolescent males and retired leader males like lions will hang together.
Mm-hmm.
Females don't do that. So that's just kind of general thumb for everybody. Dina, anything else?
No. This is awesome information. Thank you so much.
All right.
Yeah,
so now, question.
It's about, and so to go back over this, and during our phone call, 11/11 was going on, and I was just sending out prayers across the world to us all be better, or to be, not better, but just that breath. That we can have breath and we can have understanding and we can have grace. And I'm trying to put words to something that I was putting a bigger prayer out there for. So with that I was thinking of you and his, you know, his system. And what I'm getting is that when you leave to go on a travel, his system is so used to having similarities that it doesn't do well with change. He's getting older. It doesn't like change. And so there's that trust that, you know, you can go potty every time. It doesn't matter if I'm gone or not. It's okay. You're safe. You know, we're safe.
And a lot of people try to, in line with Natasha's saying, a lot of people say if they're like they're going to travel and be gone for a while. Oh, I'm going to make it up to my cat ahead of time or my dog ahead of time. I'm going to spend lots of time with them. And then so I'll make it up before I leave. Well, when you do that, the animal's like, oh, God, I get to do all these wonderful things with my people and with them all the time. Then all of a sudden you're gone.
It's,
you freak out. So this might be, oh, I've been home all summer and I'm going to go back to work. So I'll do lots of special stuff with my dog before I go back to work. No. Oh, we're going to have a baby. Let's do lots of special stuff with the dog before the baby comes. No, that'll get you in trouble. What you do is wean them off you. So if you're going to, you've been home all summer and you're going to go back to work, well, 2 weeks before you go back to work, you're going to start going places and leaving them alone and get them used to that before you do that. So that's what Natasha's talking about, and it is very important. But anyway, I'm looking at the clock. We're behind schedule. We got to take care of advertisers, and we got more to cover before we run out of time and Nathan kicks us out of here because we got to do current events and stuff, and there's some other things we want to talk about. But I'm going back to my hold the presses. I still have a dilemma I need to solve about my something going on here. And Dina, you said you wanted to hear that discussion. So
yes.
Are you streaming the show? Can you hear it down there? Or
yes.
We can leave you on hold and you can hear the show in your ear. What would you prefer?
Oh, I'll hang up and stream.
Okay. All right. Then you go ahead, hang up, stream, and we're gonna take care of advertisers, and then we're doing my hold the presses and explain what's going on outside of my window as soon as we get back. Okay?
Thank
All right,
you.
Dina, thanks for calling Animal World. We're taking care of advertisers, and then we're going to fire up them presses, and Natasha's going to figure out what's going on here. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the last hour of our Happy Father's Day edition of Animal World. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from Linda Rasmussen, and she is our best practitioner and energy codes gal here the second Sunday of the month, although it'll be the third Sunday next month. And she is available to work with you. In her office, she works out of the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery. She also works remotely, and you may have heard her on the second Sundays and working with folks. And she continues to offer a free introductory session for any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. So it's Linda Rasmussen. You can check out her website at verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And all you have to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to give you now for a free introductory session. And that number is 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. And please remember that as an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer. I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand the dog friends, solve problems, and set you up for success for the rest of their lives. And typically only have to see my clients once, and I work with the worst of the worst problems. And I always do a free telephone evaluation. So please take down my number, and anybody you know has problems with their dogs, tell them to call Aunt Martha. I'll talk to them for free on the phone. And if I'm not the best one to help them, I probably know who is. I'll send them on, or we'll set something up. Anyway, my number is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Alrighty then. I think we are all caught up. And Nathan, phone lines are
They are
clear?
Wide open.
Okay, excellent. So, okay. Alrighty. So, Natasha, and everybody else who's interesting, the hold the presses. I'm looking out my window, and I look west out the front of my house and the street. So I'm looking at the west side of my property that borders the road I live on, and I'm out in a big forest area. So I have lots of like 150-foot hemlock trees. And there's a number of them right in front of my window here next to the road. Well, what a wonderful thing about Snohomish County is they do a great job of taking care of the trees and all the things that could fall and power lines and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And so they come around every year and look at everything. And then if they think the trees are a problem and might fall on the road or the wires, then they cut them down.
Clean it up.
Your permission to cut them down. Okay. So since I've been here about 12 years, and so that's happened a few times now. Several years ago, I had a cluster of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 6 or 7 hemlocks right in front here. The PUD determined that some of them weren't stable, and hemlocks don't have a big tap root like a cedar does, so mm-hmm. they can come down pretty easily. Anyway, so they wanted to take them down. Well, when they take the trees down, I don't have them cut the whole tree down, take it all away. They do it and cut them for habitat use of all the creatures. Mm-hmm. So what they do is take them all down and leave just a bare trunk of the tree up to about 30 feet. So there are like 3 or 4 just about 30 foot tall mm-hmm. leftovers of old trunk. Okay. So it's been a number of years now, and we have all kinds of woodpeckers. The big pileated woodpeckers and all the other smaller ones. Okay. And so everybody's out there pecking on those trees, pecking and pecking and pecking and pecking. So now it's been long enough that the bark's off. There's one big, huge one of these stumps, about 30 feet right in front of me. Part of the bark's off a part of it, and there are holes everywhere in mm-hmm. the tree. Okay. Now, so far, everybody's just been pecking. Well, I also have our natural native squirrels, the little Douglas squirrels. Mm-hmm. I call them Duggies. Okay. And so I have Duggies that live here year round. They have nested in trees before. Well, anyway, this is something I haven't seen before. I was seeing activity out there, and I keep watching it. So there's a little Douglas squirrel that's very busy out there. And I just thought he was busy and doing things. But what he's doing is they're about 3 feet down from the top of the cutoff stump. Mm-hmm. There's a hole, and it's big enough that he's going in that hole.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then about 5 feet down the tree, there's a bigger hole. And what he's doing is that he's going into the upper hole. He's there for a little bit, and then he comes out. And he goes down to the big hole 5 feet down and goes in that hole.
He's got a condo.
And then he came back out and he goes up to the top hole and back in there. And then he's coming down and going into the lower hole. And then after that was going on for a while, then he was going in that lower hole and he started kicking out sawdust. And so he's kicking out sawdust of that lower hole. And then he went back up to the upper hole. Then he came back down, went in the lower hole. Then he came out of the lower hole with something in his mouth. And he went up and put it in went into the big hole up above. Okay. So I want to know, is this guy Are those holes big enough now that they're mm-hmm. this Douglas squirrel's nesting in that
yeah.
tree? And is he expanding? He obviously can't go on the inside from the bottom to the top. Is he? What's he doing? Is he building
he's
remodeling like Nathan's condo? Is that what's yep. going on here?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. He's remodeling. He's making it his own. You know, those trees have broken down enough to that he can. The wood's getting soft enough that he can get in there and do that. Yes.
So that's gonna be the Douglas squirrel nest here. Yep. Now
you can call it the Dougie condo.
Dougie condo for the summer. Isn't that cool? I'm watching him remodel. Hey, Nathan, if you need any tips, I got a Dougie that's pretty good at it. He's remodeling
my
his
way.
Condo. Yeah, yeah.
But I'm gonna give you a message that this is me being me.
Yeah.
And if this was happening in my life, this is the message I would get off of this message that the animal is giving me. It's time to look into my home. How can I shift some things in my home? How can I, you know, like he was taking out the sawdust. So what is some of the sawdusty things in the home that are no longer needed? You know, those things that aren't really needed anymore. How can we relieve ourselves of that situation?
You know, he's right. Dougie's right. I got a lot. You should see my office.
So that's what I would interpret from, because I always look at how animals are our messenger.
I need to clean out my nest.
Clean. It's time for you to shift up some things in your, I'm going to call it shift up some things in your home.
Okay. All right. Cool. That's good. Well, thank you.
I've been receiving that message for a very long time that it's time for me to shift up. And school is done on Monday, so I'm going to have time to do what I want to do.
Oh, yikes. It is that time. So you'll be done with school real soon. All right. And speaking of condos, have you talked to, have you been with us since Nathan became an official first time homeowner?
Yes, I saw that online.
Yay! There's his keys. So he hasn't moved in yet. He's taking his time, to redo floors and paint and all that kind of stuff. So Nathan, how's the condo revamping going?
Well, we just went in and scouted out what we'll need and kind of materials we'll need to have to get started on the first project. So that will be, you know, just kind of patching up the walls and getting them ready to be repainted over into the new. I think I'm settling in on like a cascade white type color. So just a little bit of grayness in the white to make the white trim, you know, stand out without mm-hmm. really darkening up the room.
All right. So Natasha, anything that Nathan needs to know about this condo and him doing it himself and fixing it up and everything?
No, there's something outside of there's something about protecting your space though, that and it's more or less because we live in condos that you know, like somebody else next to you's energy and life can kind of come over into your space. So there's something about protecting your space. You can do that by an image, you know, that you just
wondering, Nathan, well, that's something we haven't mentioned since you bought the place and been down there a bunch. Do you know who your neighbors are going to be or who's living close to you?
Not really too much. I did talk with the HOA person. They said that they're going to be really relieved that I'm taking over the space because they had somebody who worked the night shift. And then the people who were previously in the space above me was like a family of four. And then they had like a treadmill they installed and would use frequently, and he's down there trying to sleep, and you know, all the kids running around and the treadmill use. I mean, it wasn't beyond the limit where they could really get involved and, you know, be written up for anything. It's just like general noise during the times of day, which were, you know, not
people
the quiet hours
be working.
So
yeah
just
but
a little bit of that
you're...
schedule conflict, and so that I know that there will be somebody below me who will appreciate my, you know, being only one person living there and my quietness and attention to that. And
so
what you're talking about with the security or the something like that is probably that we have a shared deck in the back. So the person next to me, they have the shared space, and I've been thinking about putting up or talking about a partition to go in between on that shared deck space to mm-hmm. increase that security a little bit.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily security. It's more just the energetic vibration of other people living around you. And so like if the family up above, which what a blessing to have
I
people
don't,
around
I'm
you.
top floor.
Your top
So,
floor?
yeah.
Okay. So it's that energy around you so that you can put up like, and I'm saying this as general for people who live in a space that you can really energetically ask for like insulation and sound barrier and energetic barrier around you, and you do it over the walls that surround you to be able to say that what's yours is yours, what's mine is mine, and I love you, but I need to be me, you know, that energy field. So it's just mainly just putting that energy around that can be more stable and more secure. And I don't disagree with having boundaries with so that you don't feel like that energy is coming around into your space. You know, it's a feng shui thing and qi thing. So good job thinking that. It's not necessarily wrong or being angry with the neighbor. It's just about saying, I just don't, I when
Yeah,
you're out there,
respecting
I want
personal space.
it's respecting personal
Yeah.
space. And that's the whole thing. I mean, it's about that. And that's where sometimes sound and energy can come in. Like if you know that somebody's really angry next to you, if you're living in, then that vibration can come through the walls a little bit. And so that's where I put in that sound barrier, energetic muffling of things around me so that okay, that's yours, not mine, type of
Got it.
thing. If that makes any sense. Okay.
And so, just so on, when you said, Nathan, you're the top floor. So the people with the treadmill and the kids were in your unit that you
Previously,
bought.
before I took it
Yeah.
over,
Yeah. So it
yeah.
was you're that unit's noisy to the people below. And so now you're going to be the quiet guy. And so everybody's going to be really happy that you're there.
Yeah,
So
at
that's
least
good.
that's how I, hope I can be.
Super. All
I
right.
wouldn't
Of course,
worry about it. You know,
working in
you're going to
sound
be
and
you no
producing
matter
some
what.
things, but usually I keep that all contained within my space anyway.
All righty. Well,
So
let's take
definitely a
care of
low amount
our
of footsteps or stomping around.
All righty. Time to take care of our last business obligations, and then we got to do current events, and we'll have time to chat before we're done. So, stay right where you are, everyone. We're taking care of advertisers, and Animal World continues till noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this week's happy Father's Day edition of Animal World. But we're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon. And we heard from our wonderful Jude Ponton again at Whispering Dragon Center. Check him out, whispering-dragon.com or Whispering Dragon Center online. Jude is available to work with you privately in the healing sound room. Oh, and what a wonderful experience that is. She can also work with you remotely. But I do know I talked to her, and she has openings for new clients. So please give her a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, please come join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And then, of course, we heard from Natasha Venter. She happens to be here today. And Natasha has a website, which I think you said, Natasha, you've made a lot of changes to, but it's still intuitiveclarifications.com, yeah. Correct?
It is, and I'm excited that I just processed it to be new. It's a new one, so it's all kind of new, banged.
All right, so check out her new website. And then your YouTube channel is Natasha Venter, the letters I and C. Natasha Venter, IC for intuitive clarifications. Now, are you still doing your podcast at 4 p.m. on Wednesdays?
Yes, I am.
And that can be accessed through that YouTube channel, right?
It can. It can.
And then you're available for private readings?
Yes, and I am excited that I... it's just been expanding and expanding. So I'm going to be having classes coming up that I'm going to be making this summer.
Oh,
and
good.
And then private sessions. I am so grateful to be able to help people move through their world of emotions. I really look at how are we the 3D world and expanding into the spiritual world that we're coming into. It's we got a lot of emotions that are going through right now.
All right. So if you would like Natasha's help, you can always contact her for a reading. Listen to her podcast at 4 p.m. on Wednesdays. Check her out at intuitiveclarifications.com. Intuitiveclarifications.com. YouTube, Natasha Venter, IC. And if you just want to call her, not now, she's still on the radio, but as soon as she's off, then you can call 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. All righty then, before we run out of time, we better sneak in current events. Let's see, on current events, I've mentioned it once, but Linda Rasmussen continues to offer a free best treatment in person or remotely for anyone that calls or texts her. And if she's worked with you on the air, that doesn't count. You can email her at linda@verticalenergyworldwide.com or call or text her at 206-841-1992. Let's see. And then... let's see. Positive Alliance has got some stuff coming up. They will be providing pet ID tags at June 23rd at the Resilient Hearts Solstice Vendor Fair in Fremont. Then July 13th at Old Dog Haven's 20th anniversary party in Shoreline. And then October 19th at Cattoberfest in Renton. All right, then the official Bark in the Park at the big boys, the Seattle Mariners, Tuesday, July 2nd, with the Baltimore Orioles is a bark in the park. Wednesday, August 7th, with the Detroit Tigers, bark in the park. And Thursday, September 12th, Texas Rangers. Then my price range is the Everett Aqua Sox bark in the parks. We did that last year. No news yet as to whether or not we're going to do it again this year. But the Everett Aqua Sox, the remaining barks in the parks are July 30th and September 4th. And these are in the evenings. First pitch at 7:05. All righty. The Humane Society has got all kinds of programs coming up. And it's all up on the Animal World website and current events for links for sign up and stuff. So you can go to marthanorwalk.com, click on current events for more details. But let's see. Pet First Aid and Disaster Response class. That'll be Saturday, June 22nd from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's at Seattle Humane. It's $125. Then Pet First Aid Basics on Sunday, June 30th. 10 a.m. to noon, that's only $65. It's also at Seattle Humane. Then there's a summer workshop for young teens, Monday, July 1st, and Tuesday, July 2nd, 8:30 to 3:30 for grades 5 through 7, and Wednesday, July 3rd for grades 2 through 4. And then just so you know, that Seattle Humane staff and volunteers will be walking in the Seattle Pride Parade Saturday, June 30th, and you can join them for that. So all the links up on the Animal World website. Then the big annual affair for Meow Cat Rescue, Fine Wines and Felines 2024. This year is Saturday, June 22nd at 5:30 p.m. New location at the Cascadia College campus in Bothell. So they're excited about that. So, I think that covers all the stuff on current events. And then to tell you, next week, this month is one of those extra Sunday months. So there's 5 Sundays this month. So next Sunday is an extra Sunday. It was looking like, you know, we might be able to connect up with, remember Walter Stoffel, author of Lance, The Spirit Unbroken, you know, who is healthy. And we thought, I thought maybe he was on his way out. There is news I've heard. It's not silent. I've heard from Walter. He's doing much better. And Nathan and Natasha, sounds like he's got a new book he's been working on. And he said he should have a new book this month sometime. Anyway, so looks like we may be able to pick up with Walter at some point. But in the meantime, next Sunday, Nathan and I are going to get the show started, take care of business. We'll do current events, and, you know, we got 4th of July coming up, so I'm going to give you the Aunt Martha prep for how to prep your animal friends, especially your dog friends, for 4th of July and change the way they feel about loud noises, fireworks, all that sort of stuff. And then we're going to spend 10 to noon with Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org, and we'll get to hear about all kinds of animals, and we're going to start with, I believe, Japan. Believe it or not, they're trying to rejuvenate their whaling industry. Some company just paid $48 million on a new whaling ship. Well, don't get me started on that, but I'm going to get Beth and Merritt started on that next week. We're going to talk about that. We'll probably talk more, you know, because he's been reporting on that for decades, and then the Taiji dolphins and all of that. So we'll talk a little bit about Japan and what's going on with whaling and a bunch of other stuff as well. But the big news is, and what I can't wait for, you know, that I have fallen in love with Henry the Rooster. And he's been joining us on their segments, and he comes into the house and sits on Beth's chest while we do Animal World, or they go out in the yard with him. Well, the news is Henry has a new lady friend, and she adores him. So maybe we're going to have a chicken wedding on Animal World sometime. But anyway, Henry has a new girlfriend. And so you have to be here next week because we all get to meet Arabella. Isn't that a sweet name? Arabella is her name. So, Henry, will introduce us to his new lady friend, Arabella, next week. So I hope you can join us for that. And then I got to remind you Natasha is usually here on the third Sunday of the month, and that is what today is. But next month, we're changing up. So Natasha says we need to change stuff. So we're going to change it next month. And that's because Nels and Linda are going to be whooping it up with a big Rasmussen family thing on the second Sunday next month. So Natasha's going to zoom in from California, and we will do Natasha and Martha show on the second Sunday of July. And then the third Sunday of July will be our healing show with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen. All righty. So, gosh, that covers everything else, but we're just about out of time. So, Natasha, thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you.
And 1 minute, can anything you want to leave us with that we need to know?
Just remember that, you know, our past is here to teach us, and it's time for us to live into the future of who we can be. And so be here now. Know that today is a day that we're being learning. We're going to do a lot of things energetically, emotionally, spiritually. Don't hold on to it. This too shall pass. Conversations right. with people. You know, if somebody's upset with you, I send you love. I send you blessings, you know, inside of you. You know, do what you can do to get through today, because tomorrow it's a new day. It's a new moment. Be with
All
it.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you for that. And look, at Nathan was busy and I got online, and apparently Walter is talking about the book already. And the book is called Jimmy, Lance, and a Second Chance. So apparently, you know, he's good enough that he's been able to do the book. He just hadn't been able to do radio yet. But now that I know the book is out, you know, I'll communicate with him. And but I haven't seen a copy yet. So was it available, Nathan?
He just had the first chapter as like a little teaser on his website.
Gotcha.
There. It looks like it's going to be geared towards the younger generation.
Yeah, I think that's what I think so too. But his website's walterstoffelauthor.com, I believe. walterstoffelauthor.com. Anyway, check it out. And golly, we are just about out of time, and we didn't get to talk about Nathan. The Mariners have been doing great. So
they have been.
So Nathan's got something to really be excited about, because the Mariners are doing wonderful. We'll have to talk more about that when we can, maybe next week. Anyway, join us next week for Henry and his new girlfriend, Arabella, Animals 24-7, Beth and Merritt Clifton, and 4th of July prep for your dog friends. Thank you, Natasha. Thank you, Nathan. And as always, I leave you with, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.